Droit de cuissage. Careful and somehow steady-handed, perched on the hump between the two bucket seat back seat of Felix's 280ZX, she opens the baggie and taps a white mound onto her compact mirror next to the short length of a McDonald's straw. A single dulling razor blade in her thin, nimble fingertips, she chops, breaks up the rocks, and divides 5 even lines. Passes it forward to Felix. The driver gets the first 2 hits. Plus, he is her man. Then he passes it to Oscar, riding shotgun. Sitting next to her, I know she will get it next. And the shortest line will go to me. Our eyes never leave the mirror. Maybe that is why she fumbles the baggie and it dumps out onto the right thigh of her skin-tight pegged black jeans. Oh, fuck, we all say together as the cloud of powder settles into the fabric and she looks at Felix to gauge his anger. She is already scraping her pants with the blade, trying to salvage whatever she can before he says anything. You're lucky I love you, babe. Line it up right there, he says, as his torso surges between the front seats and her legs. He sucks a line up his nostril while gripping her thigh hard enough to make dents, and notices a tear in the vinyl. How the fuck did that happen? He looks at the seat and me, then away in disgust as though he has found the culprit. Shrugging is no answer, but I know that the denial bubbling frantically in me will look like guilt to them. It is easier for me to take the next hit, but I wait as Oscar twists himself around to take his turn at her thigh. There is plenty for all of us, but I snort the shortest line again, afraid that things will turn ugly if I have my fair share. Something upsetting and erotic in putting my face down near her lap, lingering there as I inhale to pull the coke up. She is skinny and limber, so she can fold herself to reach the line. Her Rocky Horror t-shirt just an upper lip. The drip from my sinuses numbs my throat, and I sniff and sniff to get it all deep into my body so that I can feel nothing. The car is parked far away from the entrance to our high school, but the lot is filling up around us as we mine her jeans. When every visible speck has been hoovered up, we each take turns licking the fabric until our tongues freeze. The remaining crumbs in the baggie are mixed into the joint Oscar rolls on a scratched frisbee so we can hotbox. Smoke pours out of the car when we open the doors, and we drift with it into the auditorium, find seats in the back row. In the dark, I am so high that my mouth hangs open for the whole show, numb to the feeling of Oscar's hand moving south.